Blog Talk Radio.
No more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports
Index. And if I may say that these sports in-depth nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Melvin.
Yeah, it's just that
I am here. We're here courtesy of Trust
email.
In God.
I saw that. I got
radio.
So we need to
and the store that serves the drink is indeed here,
hold
and
on.
That's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Yeah, I don't know how many points we need to get a free trip. You said about 50,000 now, you said, Jack? I lost it. Jack? Jacqueline? Oh, yeah. Well, aren't you leaving now? Just let's talk in the morning then. You got to go, right? Yeah. I do. Every time I call you, though. Oh, yeah. She sounded like a little angel, eh? Tomorrow is till 2, you know, it's until 2, Jack. Yeah, because they sent me, I'm trying to work out, too, that the dates. Maybe you can come up here, spend the weekend. I gotta do that for you. Tam, yeah. Mm-hmm. 46,000, and also, I want to change that date. I may have to keep it where it is. I got an affair on Sunday, so we could wait till Monday to pay for that, right? They'll take the money anytime. And I also, now you say if I set up something where I get a weekend for your free at the apartment, y'all could come down, you, Mela, and your sister? Okay, good. It'll work. Good. Okay. All right, go ahead. I know you're leaving. Even though Mel is taller than you now. Okay, so, okay, yeah. If I forget, give me a call. Okay. Thanks, guys. Bye. I'll send. Yeah. Okay, but you send me your job email, right? Because I sent us your job email. But yeah, it's okay. It's Jacqueline. Yeah. Maybe I sent it wrong. Okay. I'll send it again. Simple. Bye. Thanks, Jack. Okay. Bye.
Letting it play a little more than normal. As I always say, it's so apropos. Whether I'm calling in the summertime from São Paulo or calling from the ever pleasant sweet clima of Fortaleza. Or a hot, steamy July or August day in New York, or a freezing cold one in January, February. Cool the Gang's greatest piece of musical input into our society. And one of the greatest reasons we've ever put anywhere, Cool the Gang, for the opening theme. But now, as it fits so apropos with Brazil, so apropos with Spain, it's Aruba, a lovely island. Best drinking water in the world. Wow. People here are so nice and friendly. Got some names to shoot at you. My man Daniel, Andre, cab drivers. I got my juniors coming here. Gotta let him have these numbers too. La Cabana. Every place. Got down to a little club in town. And okay, having a great time. Wow. People, nice and friendly. They speak four languages here. Hey, we'll talk more about that later. That's going to be a long show, but it's another show. Mention some names, Frank and his lovely wife from Canada. And made easy. Daniel. Drives a cab and sells Hondas. Andre, cab driver. David and Janet, so wonderful. All of us here at the La Cabana. Love getting down to the steam room, sauning every day. Had some names and prices with a good contact with. Then Big Frank coming up. Well, hey, you know what? Let's, as we always do, open up with prayer, talk a few things here. Love the place here. Got a tremendous flight. The time difference is not that big of a time difference. JetBlue got me to Florida. Hey, let's pray, first and foremost. Dear Lord, thank you for another day. More importantly, have your will, have your way. We thank you, Lord, for little things we so largely take for granted, dear Lord. And we thank you for the food on our back, shoes on our feet, clothes on the table. Go ahead, come on, my Lord, forgive me. Thank you for the clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, food on our table. Woke up, my mother said, clothes and our right mind. Knowing what tomorrow brings, but know who brings tomorrow. Ask the Lord to give so much, not what we want, but what we need, hopefully, as the combination of both. What we need be every hour. Bless all my family in the USA. All my family. All my family in DR, and now all my family in Aruba, as well as Spain. In Venezuela, the world. Reach out and touch. It's only you can, Lord. In your holy name of Jesus, amen. Always saluting our number one listener from both of them. And the music Brazil is so similar here. It's, you know, the Cabana is right near, I've told, the best beach in Aruba, the Eagle Beach. Landed. And cab driver brought me from the airport and went to pick up Elkie. And then I thought the fare was $25. Andre's the name, and I gave him $25. He can't talk about that. So you made you made a mistake. It's only $12. Remember that? Came back. only 12. Of course, he got a tip, told me he'd be my driver for sure. He did take us around. He stayed busy. And that process ran to Daniel. Thank you, so Honda's here. And so much movies get here a week before they do in the United States, and they're only $9. $9. Yeah. And then talking with Andre in kindergarten, they learn Dutch here. By the time in the third grade, they read, write, and speak Dutch fluently. Then they start learning Spanish and English. Four languages, complemento. A combination of English, I think English, Spanish, French, and is their sort of native tongue. Four languages. Down to kids, 10 years, you got four languages. Food is wonderful. Not the big, no exchange rate, but you do your money with supermarket. Here, the legendary White Hennessy. With likes to back in the States, went by the supermarket. I was looking over for it, and there it was right in the supermarket. Here now, when you leave Aruba, you have to go through customs because you go through customs here. And I was noticing that the customs agent didn't carry a gun, and she was telling me, the agent, that they're working on carrying a gun now, especially in lieu of the terrorists. And they are on assignment from the USA. Imagine that. Getting paid to work and live in Aruba. Surely a truly, truly great blessing. And our opening today, because we got time to read, the legendary scribe and postcaster, Doc Stanley, she hits the airways once again with his award-winning radio show, The Iconic Sports in Depth. Melvin Doc Stanley continues his global travels, this time broadcasting. Little problem there with communication. Sorry about that. As I said, we are broadcasting from Aruba and going to our New York studios. And where I was at, I met the. There's a travel here. Elke picked it out. She always picks out these things. She does a tremendous job. There's a picture here of me and her. It's fantastic. Look at that picture. Took that picture up in the air in a air balloon with her cell phone. Yeah. And here we took a tour. And Rodney, I remember we were coming back from one of the tour spots, and one of the guides stopped the continuous. He's a legend. Rodney is a legend on Aruba. And it's ABC Tours. I'm going to also let Gilberto, who's going to be going there next weekend, our Latin side of working on boxing. And Rodney and Quincy, very nice. They do something extra that doesn't come with the basics. They had water and little granola bars for us. It's a good little deal. You get a chance to ride and check out some of the foremost and renowned locations in Aruba. And then at the end of the ride, there's dinner waiting for you, nice lunch waiting for you, you know, already prepaid, and very nice. Had a nice time. Probably the biggest chicken leg I've ever seen. Wonderfully done. Great little meal. And Quincy, who just missed making the Olympics last time, is going to be there. I'm going to say, I probably have his email here, get that down there to you. Well, let's go to those global travels. And didn't get enough funding. He's looking to get here. Had to try to get a hold of him. Maybe we'll have him on the show and try to get him some funding. Help him getting the Olympics forthcoming. It's amazing that you're riding along somebody, and then you look up, and there he is on this giant billboard all across the country. And you realize someone like him and Rodney, as well as Frank and Daniel. I don't know if that's Daniel. It's not David. It's Daniel. Daniel and my other, in fact, a couple of guys too, but Andre and Daniel. Why I got Daniel here? David here is Daniel. I got to make that correction. Daniel here. It was nice. The people there. I remember before I left. The language. They say, well, they speak English, you know, and many people say. Want to once again beg your pardon for some of the communication difficulty we're having. Like I said, we are broadcasting live from Aruba and then going to our New York offices. We want to do a show from here
Just had a wonderful time. As you know, we had the Mayweather and McGregor fight coming up. We also have Canelo and Triple G. I saw that press conference before I left. Baseball-wise, the Yankees and Mets are both in the midst of a little dismal play. The Yankees were one time rocking and rolling. Now they've lost 16 of the last 22 games. Dusty Baker and the Nationals have the best team over there with the worst bullpen. So that's always an adventure. Some guy supposedly had a heart attack. Once again, we'll just stay here, though. Daniel, I want to thank Daniel. No, it's Daniel. I was thinking of it. I meant to say, I want to thank David and Janet for all they did for us here at La Cabana. Had a wonderful time. The weather is great. You know, the beach is right outside. Every day is happy hour. We like to drink a lot of happy hour. Supermarkets. Just have a nice time. It's reminded me so much of Brazil. One could definitely live here, but I was just taken back by the fact that they speak four languages. In kindergarten, the kids learn to speak Dutch. And by the time they're 10 years old, they've mastered four languages. The cab driver came by. Andre came back and apologized that he was overpaid. That happened in New York. If you overpay them, they're underpaid. And then Daniel, when we took Elky to the airport, he said, "Do you want to wait for you, sir?" And we waited. Had to make a stop. $7 to $8 less than what the normal fee was, not to mention the jet. And I'm the wrong day. I got to come tomorrow. Told me about and had a nice time down there. Smoked some Cuban cigars. They're here. A lot of people like the White Hennessy. The best price I've seen so far since traveling outside of USA in the area where it is. But it's a wonderful time. I know some friends here are from Aruba, some old friends. At this time, it was happy birthday. I had a birthday yesterday along with Willie Randolph. And the second was the birthday of the great Larry the Legend Hardesty. The first man to do 40-40 in baseball history, Jose Canseco, and my dear friend, my hermano, the great Panamanian barber and friend of Roberto Kelly and Roberto Duran, Panama. The first was our good buddy Fritz. The fifth, the great PR man for the Jets, Jared Weekly, Demi's mother, Margie. Like I said, yesterday was Teresa along with Willie Randolph's birthday. Today is my good buddy back in the States, Ted White. Ted White's birthday along with the drummer. It was said that the Beatles knew they were ready to rock and roll, and the final piece they needed was the man today who became their drummer, Ringo Starr. It's his birthday today. Barry Bonds, Barry Lamar Bonds, first National League to do 40-40, oldest man to win a batting championship, most home runs in one season, the most MVPs ever. If there was no Willie Mays, Barry Bonds is the greatest player to play the game. Bar none. He's a godfather, though, supersedes him. Has some cousins in Nizhuk. The first ever African-American commander of JCS unit in the history of the United States Army. My cousin, Reginald. Nope. Reginald's birthday is on the 10th. On the 15th, 5 days later, is his brother, Robert Bethay Jr. And him and his little wife retired as full birds. Both should have made general, at least Bob, no question about it. But they settled up in the 15th, Costa Rica, good friend in long-loved buddy in Holland. My grandfather, born June 26th, from June 26th to the 31st of July, he's had, let me see. Now, me and Helen, since happy birthday to my sister Helen, our birthday's the day after his. That's two grandkids. 2 days later was the late cousin Merle, aches the heart. He has three. Teresa is number four. Sylvester and Paulette make it six. Vanell make it seven. Bobby and Reggie make it nine. Okay. Mark and PJ make it 11. And little Paul's daughter makes it 12. From his birthday, June 26th to the 31st of July, he had 12 of his many grandchildren born. Remarkable. Remarkable. Dr. Stanley, Sports Net, Block Talk Radio, and the Trust in God, live from Aruba, La Cabana. And we're not going to have a long show, but head-to-head broadcast here to add that to our resume, a dossier of broadcasters around the world. Leave you with some Doc's words of wit and wisdom. Did everybody? Because you don't know it's so, doesn't mean it isn't so. Loving the way you do don't mean it's the way you are supposed to. Life is but a lesson, a teaching of its own. God always has time for his own, while man is ever so too busy or limit with time for you, unless, in most cases, it is a benefit for him. It's amazing how people ask and expect you to go out of your way for them, and even more so in lieu of the grandeur of their request, yet refrain, refuse, or disdain in doing minutely for you the most microscopic of deeds or requests. Doc's words of wit and wisdom. Hey, rocking and rolling here. I just wanted to do a show here. Greg Larry told me too. You know, on the weekends, there's $3 extra after 11 o'clock for the cab. So if the cab fare is $7, it's $10. That's on the weekends. And after 11 o'clock, in fact, that's status quo for Saturday and Sunday. But after 11 o'clock, it's the same thing. $3. Now, going back to Brazil fare, it gets higher, too, I think after 7, 8 o'clock. Some sad news from Brazil. Funch just gave me a call, Philly Funch, a canoodle, renowned restaurant spot in Brazil, reggae bar. The owner was assassinated a couple of days ago. Supposedly he had made a complaint to the powers that be about the insaturation and the overrunning of drugs in the area, and the next evening. On video, you see the gentleman just walking right up, pumping 6 bullets into him, and leaving. I'm always amazed at man's ability to kill, and he has nothing to do with life. I mean, that's a solid deal. You owe me some money. You talk bad about me. You came late. Kill. It's just remarkable. Man has nothing to do with life and has no problem with taking it. Doc Stanley's Sports Network, Blog Talk Radio, on the Trust and Guardian Network. Not going to do a lot, just talking about some things here. As you know, well, football is a big thing here, as they are in all the countries over here. And it's the World Cup that's the biggest event in sports, not the Super Bowl. Talking about some things back in the States, they thought a 3-on-3 tournament, and they're hoping that maybe in the ensuing years they can get Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant, and Michael Jordan to join the tournament, which would then definitely elevate it to even higher level. They have my good friend, Allen Iverson, is already there. Good buddy of mine, a tennis buddy. Clyde Drexler is a coach there, as long as also George Gervin. I remember when the leagues were going to merge, and I was talking to Julius at his house, and I think, oh, you know, when I say Julius, I'm talking about Julius Servin, Maryland Turks Godfather. I say Eddie, I'm talking about Eddie Murray. Mark is Mark Breland, and Allen's always Allen Iverson. And I asked Julius, I said, Jew, who's going to be the player when you're merged that's going to, you know, kind of, you know, take them by surprise? And he said, well, they know about me. They know about George, meaning George McGinnis. Well, in fact, McGinnis already played this first year in the NBA, and he led all forwards in scoring. But he said, the one that's going to take them by surprise is ice. Man, true words never spoken. George Gervin won more scoring titles than any other guard in the history of the game until Michael Jordan came along. And I remember he talked about the game where somebody called and said, you know, you just heard that you've been supplanted as a scoring leader. David Thompson scored 73 points. And I remember he said, at the interview, he said, man, he said, those runs must have been big as garbage tops. And he said he conceded. Hey, great job. Last game of the season, 77 points. Tremendous job, you know. And when he came in, Coach Doug Moe said, hey, we're going to get you that scoring title, okay? And he said, hey, Coach, thanks a lot, but don't worry about it. You try to win the game. And the teammates said, hey, ice, man. Hey, George Gervin scored 63 points in 3 quarters and sat down and won the scoring title. 63 points. Could have kept on going. Class act. Smooth as ice. Joe DiMaggio of basketball players. Smooth, slick, cool, tall, thin. Derek Coleman, one of the 10 greatest forwards that ever played the game, in my estimation, idolized himself after ice, and that's why he wore number 44. Doc Stanley, Sports Network, Blog Talk Radio, the Trust in God Radio Network, saying always hello to beloved Rosie Volta Redonia. And just here, this is June. We're moving in July. We talked about the hoarder birthdays this month. You know, June, you had Allen Iverson's Prince birthday. Melly Mays, greatest stickball player of all time, his birthday. My sister Helen, my grandfather, Bishop Paul M. Howard. And the month ended on the 30th with our own Gilberto June Ortiz, and also that of Iron Mike Tyson, the last great heavyweight champion that we're going to have in the 20th century. I mean in the sense of talent and PR. Everybody knew what Mike Tyson was. Mike got screwed. Buster Douglas should have been counted out. It was added to Aura and Mike Tyson. But boxing was killing two birds with one stone. Tyson and Don King. You know what? This may sound crazy, but think about this. Doc, that Christmas bells? Everyday life is a blessing for Christmas. So think about this. We're halfway to Christmas now. Yeah. June. Halfway to Christmas. Yeah. Think about that. New York's buying some gifts now. We're halfway to Christmas. Wow. I want to do a new segment of the show here. And, it just hit me the other day. And it here in the States. I don't know if they have Snapple in Brazil. But here, the Snapple bottle caps have little notes on them, and it's quite interesting. And I was looking at the other day, a penguin is the only bird that can swim and not fly. Kangaroos cannot walk backwards. You know, it's astonishing. Some of the little things that I read on that, you know, and I started saving a whole bunch of them for my sister Teresa because she's a school teacher. But kangaroos can't walk backwards. Pigeons are the only birds that can swim and not fly. A fly, that hump, the noise that the fly, you hear fly, is to the tune of B minor. Remarkable. It's just some of the things, you know. George Washington was only unanimous voted president, you know. Tennis, okay? Tennis originally was played and you hit the ball with your hands. Yeah. Tennis originally played and you hit the ball with your hands. Remarkable. Yeah. Cages. That's because when basketball was first played, they had like this big net and it looked like they were in a cage. Yeah. Only in America. Doc Stanley's wasn't at Block Talk Radio and Trust and Guardian Network. Told you can't stay too long. I just love to hear. But one, as always, show, let's let Marvin Gaye take us away before we go on our way. Ladies and gentlemen, sports and Block Talk Radio and Trust and Guardian Network live from Aruba.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
Save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow. Such a bad way to live. Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
We're in a roll here. Again, I want to apologize for these technical difficulties. Have you here? Mike Block. Cycling made easy. That has his bikes at the La Cabana. So, over there. 97.
Running used to be the way.
297. 592-8342. I got his email and his phone number there. Give him a shout. Like, I had a fun. It's real fun, you know. It's got to be careful. But it's fun. And you can see how far. Beaches all over the place. We went from one spot to another spot. Elk is such a deft swimmer, man. She, I seen her jump off a bridge to water. She is something. It's probably she was training. She could have been an Olympic swimmer. Pleasure to meet Rodney and Quincy. Quincy be training for the Olympics. We'll get down the line. We'll try to have him on the show too. And my man Daniel, he has that service. You can call him if you need a taxi. 592-7623. Excuse me. 592-7623. Also, his email is there. You're interested in maybe renting or buying a Honda? Car salesman there too. David and Janet were so great. May not be staying at the Cabana as there's so many different resorts there, so people have already had a designated place. That was the one we happened to have. Had a great time on those electric bikes. You know, a kid all over again, just really fun. Really fun. It's the kind of bike you wish you had as a kid. You know, you wish your bike could go fast like a motorcycle. Well, dreams do come true. And thank him and Frank, too. We had a nice little time there. And the portion of this show was brought to you by, yep, Cycling Made Easy, Frank Block and his lovely wife, and also by, well, got to throw my man in there, too. Well, by the La Cabana, of course, as that's where we stayed, and I'm going to throw in last but not least. Well, actually, no, let's give him a plug, too. This also brought you by ABC Tours. Cycling Made Easy. La Cabana. And also a man selling those cars, even though he's just a taxi driver, but we're going to, you want yourself a Honda? Honda. So, it's been the big three. Honda, big four, ABC Toys, La Cabana, and Cyclamades have brought you this portion of Sports in Depth Live from Aruba. And with no further ado, we got to go. It's the end of the show. Leave you with three thoughts. Life most persistent mode, any question is, what are you doing for others? Service to others is to make you pay for your space here on Earth. I am my brother's keeper. My brothers come in all colors. The first quote, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The second quote, Muhammad Ali. It's been a year now since he passed, over a year. We're moving into the second year. I am my brother's keeper, Roberto Clemente, who passed away back in 1971 in that a plane crash, taking things to Nicaragua. He also used to say, anytime you have time to help somebody and you don't do it, you're just wasting your time on earth. And I, my brothers come in all colors, Nelson Mandela. Wow. Wow. Doc Stanley, Sports Net Bob Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network, live from Aruba. Larry Hardesty has this to say as we start to go on our way.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
I'll get ready to roll. Andre! Frank, I just want to thank Hennessy that in the name of that club downtown. I simply say, from my heart, bless you all. Trust in God. Yeah. We got to run now.
Town and just to see what I could find. Every now and then I find some company, but every kiss, tempo, breathing. I try to tell myself that it was just a game. I'd run again to try and ease that lonely pain. There I'd be, stuck in those walls of skin called me. And I was just a running to find something true. And I'd just be running with nothing to prove. And I kept on running and had nothing to show. They all saw me running and there he goes. You caught my eye one day while I was on a run. Somehow you made me feel my life had just begun. I seen the last of all my roaming days, cause I knew from you I'd never run. Now you've got me running to get home to you. And my heart keeps running when I think of things you do. And I won't be running to no one else no more. They all see me running and say that's love for sure. I'm not hesitating, no, as soon as work is done, yeah, fast as my leg can carry me, yeah, yeah, life ain't complicated, oh, no, you got only one heart, one joy, one place to be.
Now I'm watching people running.
just run them down. Life is so much better if they change their ways. I wish I could tell them, but you know I can't stay. Cause I got a good running and get home to you.
Gotta get home,
and my heart keeps running when I think of things you do.
Think about things.
And I won't be running. There's no one else, no one no more.
I think sometimes in remembering Hal Jackson and the Sunday Morning Classics, because sometimes we get hung up into putting things in a certain genre, certain vibes, like, you know, gospel music is just for Sunday and rock and roll. And then, you know, everything is to praise God, and we get carried away. I'm sad to say that, you know, too often, you know, when I've met people who are Christians and only entitled, it's sad. Only entitled, you know. And we got to realize that nothing we've done validates our existence. Nothing we've done validates those of us to salvation. Participate at all.
Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love before for me. Now than your hand, now than your feet, piercing your side, could barely breathe. Could have came down, yet you remain standing in awe of the price you paid. I never knew of a love so true. You paid your life, and still I heard you. Lost so many times to supply you again, but I repent. Forgive me for my sin.
Yeah.
You paid it all up on the cross. You bled and died.
Now we're going to close out with my favorite Earth, Wind & Fire song, and introduce me to them. I'm of 1932. Philip Bailey, Bruce White & Company. From the album
the
with a great piece of music, but I think the greatest vocal and instrumental group of all times. A lot of them in that running, you know, Chicago, also Special Army, Sam Review, Kuhn the Gang, but where have all the flowers gone? And, wow. World always needs love. Can't get enough of it. I read somewhere the most important, earnest, and devoted thing you can do is love, and the most receptive, grander, and receiving love. God's first. God is first. Family and friends are second. I am third. Red Gale says. Your name is Book. We really had enjoyed it, you know. Wow. Joe's my number one quarterback of all time. So, I'm going to go now. Once again, those things for you. I'm going to leave some number, Daniel. New Worldman. The Representative Honda. This portion of Sports and Depth Live from Aruba has been brought to you by Honda. Also brought to you by La Cabana Hotel and Residence. Also brought to you by, hey, ABC Tours. And last but not least, Cycling Made Easy. My man Frank Block and his lovely wife. Dr. Sports and Depth Live, Talk Radio, the Trust and Garden Network. Let me get back out here and enjoy some of this sun and fun. Back in New York in a couple of days, a lot of things happening. But it, you know, when you visit other parts of the world, you see other cultures. Like I said, they get the movies over here before we do, a week before we do. It's only $9. You know, Americans have a propensity to work themselves to death, day and night, night and day. You know, you work a 9 to 5, then you want to see if maybe you can do a 6 to 10, and then you know maybe you can work Saturday and maybe something late on Sunday. You know what? I'll save my sick days and get paid for them. And you know what? I work my for what? For what? You get screwed with taxes. Wow. You got one life to live, man. Once again, simply to the known them family, the passion of my beloved lady. All known them. Who said something to me and never get jet. Live your life. Feel a little pain and get a chance to see him. When you pass a jet, live your life. Life is but a lesson, a teaching of its own. The facts of life are history, chapters of your own. Life is but a choosing, a choice of right or wrong, a road which is narrow, which can lead to joy or sorrow. Life is but the taking of the bitter with the sweet. Life is but the tasting of the bitter with the sweet. Life is but the taking, the learning of defeat. I wrote that poem. Wow. 50 years ago. Wow. Sports and Depth. Blog Talk Radio and the Trust in God Radio Network. And, wow. Time to say goodbye. And in doing so, I'm going to go through the month real quickly. Make sure we get the birthdays right. Open the month with Fritz. And off. Brilliant. Bye, Yankees win. The late George Steinbrenner. His beloved mother, March. The sixth, my beloved sister. My Yankee manager. Birthday of my cousin, the 15th, the first ever African-American the Air Force arrived from. Hey, now they're talking about putting another, adding another unit. The Air Force was arrived in 1947. It is Mark cousin Vanell on the 19th. Close out with positive thought. There is no elevator to success. You have to take the stairs. You cannot have a positive life and a negative mind. Something will grow and be you. As it does from a man, Guitar Ron. Reach him at Zumba 0430 at yahoo.com. Be you. Enjoy the show. Mike, Rodney, Quincy, Daniel, David, Janet, get to the stage and have to go through customs. Mark Stanley, sponsor the Blog Talk Radio. By the network. Life's most persistent, most urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Service to others, and for your space here on Earth. I am my brother's keeper. Told by Nelson Mandela, others come. Ralph Waldo Emerson, you can never do a kindness too soon. Never know when it may be soon too late. God is first. My family and friends are second. I am third. Says. Little old Doc Stanley? Boy, I've been blessed. Trust in God. Thank you, Mike Bellamy. Thank you, Lord. Good night, Rosie. A closing prayer. Lord, we thank you for all things. For all things good and wonderful come from you. Bless yourself. Bless your darling son. Bless our friends. Bless our world. Bless our family. In Jesus' name, the Lord. Amen.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.